This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hey, Mark, fake banter for the intro.
That's all I know how to do.
Great.
Good to be here.
Welcome to Tuesdays with
Stories.
Hit her in the face with a surfboard.
And then the duck fell out of his bag.
Surf's up. And she didn't even flush.
Knock, knock.
Who's there? Mark Norman and Joe List.
Yeah! This is Tuesdays with Stories, everybody.
That's terrible.
This is supposed to be cheesy. My radio is spitting at me. Hi-yo! Hey! All right, folks. Welcome back. Well, that was a long tease. Week long. Good to be here. Tuesdays with Stories. You know who it is, folks. I'm Joe List.
Hey, Mark Norman.
That's right. We're doing it. We're back. A lot of stuff to get to today. Really cooking here. Oh, boy, where to begin? I just got off that red eye. I'm on Percocet.
Oh, right. Well, yes. This is a real To Be Continued. This might be our first To Be Continued episode.
Yeah, that's right. We should do more of those, although it's a week too long to continue.
That's what sitcoms do.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that's the old days.
We got to do a Previously on Tuesdays with Stories, and then you do a whole thing.
Yeah, maybe Previously. All right, Previously, Joe was on Conan.
I did Conan.
I was on At Midnight. Took an LA, a red eye to L.A., now I'm in New York.
Yeah, we fucked in the ass twice in a closet.
Yeah, you missed that, folks.
That was the bonus. Patreon. Get on the Patreon, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
We're doing cool things over there. We're answering questions. We're putting up some videos. We're taking calls on the road.
We're doing an MMA.
Yes.
AMA.
American Music Awards.
Yes, exactly.
So get on that Patreon. $3 a month. What do you get to lose besides
right.
$3 a month?
Yeah, but it's worth it.
And it would help us out. It looks like we're doing great, but I got to tell you, I spent all my money and
yeah.
I'm gay.
But we got t-shirts cooking, so that's fun.
Yeah, we're going to have t-shirts too. Really cool fucking t-shirts. We're really working.
I can't wait to. Is it weird if I wear one around town?
I'm going to wear one for my underpants and on my suit. I'm wearing one to my wedding.
There you go. Hey, all right.
You're coming to my wedding, right?
What's the date?
August 19th.
I'll be there. I took off. I got a nice block on my calendar.
Great. And then the next week, we go to Tempe. Tempe.
Woo!
Fourth week in August. We're out there together.
Yes.
All right. So you're on the plane. You're on Percocet. You got a hard on and, a thimble.
And how about this? So I'm on the plane, and I pass out. I watched Bleed for This.
Oh.
Not great.
Didn't see it, but I know the real guy.
They keep making boxing movies that are not necessary to make.
Boxing movie. It's like a go-to subject, and once Raging Bull was done... Rocky's unbelievable, Raging Bull's unbelievable, and that's pretty much all you need.
Yeah, I guess that is it.
I mean, they're two of the best movies of all time. So
right.
People, it's a fascinating sport.
Well, it's perfect for cinema because you're literally getting beat down, then you have to come back up.
Yeah, and it's one-on-one, and it's a fascinating...
it's in the ring. It's all
mentally.
About, yeah, right. Like, the beating the odds and all that shit.
And they're troubled people, typically.
Right.
And then the fighter was okay, the Mickey Ward.
Yeah, that wasn't bad.
That's okay. It's fine. But, like, I mean, Rocky and Raging Bull, literally two of, like,
yeah.
the 20 best movies of all time.
Sure. But, yeah. So, and anytime, just stop doing this in movies. Anytime there's a slow-mo walk-up scene where the whole crew is walking in slow-mo towards the camera, like, what are you doing? Don't you know that shit?
Yep.
That's so played out and shitty and dumb. Come on.
So played. By the way, I saw The Lost City of Z. That's fun.
What's that now?
That's the one where this guy, 1930s explorer, believes in a civilization or what advanced civilization in Amazonia, South America. And it's like an old school adventure flick. I saw in this little like independent art house type theater in Royal Oak. It's a cool theater. And it's good. It's a fun movie.
Oh, really?
I was the only one there. They had three theaters, and I was the only one. When I left, it was like two employees just sitting there at 1 in the morning, and I was like, sorry.
Shit.
But Lost City of Z, it's a good watch if you're on the road. Go check it out.
I like an adventure.
It's adventure and fun and cool, and it's really neat, and I think you'd enjoy it, folks.
All right. I'll check it out. All right. So I get off the plane, and it's like 8 in the morning, and I'm like, all right. I've already got a shit ton of stuff on my itinerary for my fucking publicist. So I'm like, God, all I want to do is sleep. You think these red eyes, they don't work out. You think, oh, I'll get back to New York, I'll be fresh as a daisy. But no, you're fucking miserable. You just want to go back to bed. And then getting from JFK, I didn't think about this, to my apartment at 8 in the morning is a fucking nightmare.
On a weekday?
On a weekday.
Oh, forget about it.
It was Monday. I was like, oh, fuck me anally.
You gotta take the train on that one. And even that sucks.
I wish I had taken the train. I would kill to take the train.
See, you're reversed. You're taking trains, you should take cabs, and cabs, you should take trains.
You're right.
You got a problem with transportation.
Maybe I do. I got a trans problem.
Call me before.
All right. I'm transphobic. So I land, and I go, I'll just get an Uber. And, you know, I got the Uber right away, and we're cooking. We're riding down that highway, and then, boom, it just hits that wall. Mm. So then I got this – he's like a young whippersnapper douche kid. He's like, I'll go down the side streets. We'll go down the back streets. We'll go down in Brooklyn and really cut through. And I'm like, you think that's quick? He's like, yeah, we'll go down Atlantic. It'll be great. I was like, all right. Now it's wall-to-wall in Atlantic.
Is he using Waze or anything?
He's using Waze, but this kid's an idiot. He's worthless. And we did this thing where we're like an hour into the ride, and we're still in Brooklyn.
Oh.
I want to kill this kid. And I go, maybe you should get back on the highway. He's like, no, trust me, we're good. I was like, you motherfucker. And we're doing this thing where we're driving down Atlantic, and on my right, I can see the above-ground train in the distance.
Oh.
And I'm like, should I just get on that? And so I'm like, maybe I'll just get on the J. And he's like, no, you don't want to do that. I'm like, maybe I will. So now I'm having this debate in my head, like, is the J faster? And I'm like Googling J train.
The J train.
Huh?
You Google the J train, you get Jared Free.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Plug. So, but I was like, fuck it. And you're already in the car with your bag and you're half awake. So you're like, fuck it, I'll just ride it out. So now I'm trying to, now I'm laying down in the back seat because I'm like, all right, well, whatever time I'm taking to get there, I'm going to use that to sleep. But you never fall asleep.
Yep.
So 3 hours it took to get home.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding. It was brutal.
3 hours.
3 hours. And I forgot that I'm doing OP that day. So I was like, all right, well, that's at 3. So I guess I got a little time to sleep. And I forgot. I get home and Ari texts me, goes, so we'll see you at 11, right? Or noon. I was like, oh, I'm doing Ari's pod, which is a great pod. And I love Ari. And he's been gone in the wilderness for 6 weeks. So I'm like, I'd like to see him. I'd like to hang out. We're doing a pod at his apartment. So I forgot. So I go home and I just laid down for like a second, like a little troll on leaves, like, And then I got up and took a shower and went straight to Ari's. And, you know, his podcast is like 8 hours long. So now I'm back in New York, just jumping right back in. Ari's pod gives you 100 smackers, which is nothing to sneeze at.
That's nice.
Yeah. Then I hightailed up to Opie's. Now I'm on Opie's and I'm on like 2 hours of sleep, 3 hours of sleep, just like trying to be funny, trying to dish it out. And we had some good yuck-em-ups there.
No smackers.
No smackers for that.
Corporate,
yeah.
No smackers. Ari, personal smackers.
And now it's Monday, so I found on Thursday. So the whole time, I'm just, every time I get taking a shit, taking a shower, eating, I'm just thinking about Fallon. It's above you like a cloud. Like a shitty, dumb cloud.
Speaking of above clouds, we apologize for the jackhammering happening. I assume you're getting those in the cans.
Is that coming through?
I'm hearing it through my...
What are they doing now? What are they fixing?
Some asshole's apartment.
Oh, it's an apartment asshole.
Sounds like my dentist.
Aha.
Got some bad teeth.
Root canal.
I'm going to go back to the dentist tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Dentists are like a surgeon.
Cleaning tomorrow.
Oh, cleaning.
Yeah.
Oh, you'll be all right.
Can't complain.
Yeah, so now I go do shows that night running the Fallon. I would do 4 sets that night, running that Fallon. And I'm starting to feel sick.
Uh-oh.
Like, I got the throat tickle, I got the dry eye, I got the full ear. You know when you feel your ears getting swelled up with jizz?
I got the ear right now, but I think it might be, some of it's, what do you call that? The pollen?
The allergy?
Allergies.
Yeah.
Yes, I want to take a fucking rake and stick it in my ear and clear
right.
it out.
It'd be nice. Get a rake in there. So, now I call my publicist and I go, look, because I hate to be like a wussy guy. And I'm like, hey, look, I'm getting nervous here because I'm feeling sick, and I got a full dance card on mm-hmm. Tuesday. I'm talking 8 in the morning. I start at morning football, which I know nothing about football.
Morning football? What's
yeah,
that mean?
Yeah, it's on ABC. It's like, I don't know, it's like sports shit in the morning. It's like basically a Good Morning America with sports.
Huh, how about that?
Yeah, it's fun. And so I got a full dance card. I'm like, maybe I should back up a little on this stuff. And she was like, we can't. Stop doing sets. Stop doing OP. Just... chill out. And I was like, shit, I can't. I said, yeah, I can't say no.
Right.
So I got all this shit to do. So, you know, I get home at whatever the hell, 2 in the morning. I pass out, wake up at 7, hit that alarm. So now I've never really gotten a good amount of sleep. And we go straight to morning football. And I fucking blew it. We get there. And it's like, it's super coffee desk with papers on it. And like, it's super sunshiny. And you can't curse. You can't do that, which I get. But like, you can't say anything remotely. You can't say homeless. I was like, oh, my God. It's super, like, and I'm like, football's all about rape and drugs and sports and these men. I can't say shit, whatever, all right.
And they end up homeless because they don't know how to financially take care of themselves.
They're all concussed and shit.
Concussed and homeless and gay.
Right. Horrible radio team. So I get there, and I'm trying to be on my best behave, and I'm on no sleep, and they're putting makeup on you. And they're like, okay, so, and I know nothing about football, so they're trying to, like, dance around it a little bit. Like, so you're the high school mascot. So you're this. And so they're trying to do anything sports and get out. Like, how do you like Drew Brees? I know you're from New Orleans. What's New Orleans like? They're just kind of shucking and jiving, which I appreciate.
That's nice of them. Yeah.
Yeah, very nice. But they also hate me, too. They're like, who's this homo? I don't know about sports. But I go in, and so I'm trying to be funny. And I open up, like, they go, how do you feel, Mark? I go, well, a little hungover, a little gay. And I was like, oh, shit. Because that's just my opener.
Yeah.
That's my line. But they didn't like that. So they're already like, God damn, we hate this guy. He doesn't know anything about football, and he's being a dick with the language. So then the girl, there's always one cute girl. She's in a jersey, you know.
Sometimes there's more now.
Yeah, that's right. So then she goes, so you were a mascot, huh? And I go, yeah, I was the high school mascot. And she goes, oh, that's so funny. How about you do some moves for us?
Oh,
which
boy.
I hate that thing. I hate the, hey, dance, clown. You know, you're a funny guy. Dance for us.
I know these women, they get treated like meat, but they want to treat us like meat.
You got that right. Comedy meat.
Good to meet you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, meat cleaver. So I go, ah.
Meat Cronin.
Yeah. So I go, I don't want to do, we have the meats. So I'm like, I don't want to. So this is how I save it. I go, look, I don't want to, you know, get up here and dance. I might turn you on. You'll slide right off that chair.
Ooh.
And the fucking place went bat shit.
Upset?
Yeah, I could see people like shuffling papers behind the cameras, like, oh shit, like cameras are, the lights are going off and shit. Oh man, it was bad. And she just kind of like just turns and like gives her back to me. And everybody all the other dudes who were like ex-ball players are like, oh fuck, here we go. And I was like, so Drew Brees, how about that? Joe Namath, you know, I'm flipping out. So I had 10 minutes, and they cut me down to 6.
Oh, boy.
So then they, like, just whisk me out of there, and they like, the guy, like, rushes over and, like, takes my mic off. He's like, oh, boy, that was bad. And I was like, well, and they're like, Carla is pissed. You might have to apologize to Carla. I'm like, who's Carla? They're like, that's the girl. I was like, what did I say? I didn't even know what I said. It was bad. And my publicist is like, Jesus Christ, what's wrong with you? And I was like, was that bad? I didn't think that was that bad.
I've never heard of this show in my life, and I'm a sports guy. I think you're fine.
It's a big show, apparently.
Football morning? What's it called?
Morning football.
Morning football.
So I'm like, oh, boy. And I'm like waiting in the wings. I'm like stealing all the donuts on the way out because I had to get something out of there. And yeah, they were like, yeah, don't come back. They don't let the door hit you on the way out. And they kicked my ass right out of there.
Why wouldn't they want the door to hit you if they hate you?
I never got that either.
Yeah.
Yeah, the door should go right at my asshole.
Let the door hit you. Get
Please.
That knob ass.
So, a knob ass. That's a good time. So, yeah, that was bad. That was the first one. That was at like 8 in the morning. So we got a long day ahead of us. And I was getting all these tweets, and they were like, that was hilarious when you told her to slide off a chair, or wet pussy. I hate that cunt anyway. So that was kind of nice.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. The industry, they think people want this, but the people want something different.
Yeah, and I'm trying to be funny. I'm a comedian.
Yes.
And that's funny. Just because you get offended, fuck you.
It's the same with these colleges. They go, don't say this, don't say that. And then you say it, and the crowd goes bananas. And they're like, we don't care. We don't really care about that shit.
Yeah, we're kids.
Well, apologies for that fucking jackhammering. Shelby just went out and kicked the guy in the nuts.
Well done, Shelton.
Yeah, what the hell happened there? Because it stopped. Well done. Well, Shelby's a little shy, but he just kicked some ass over there.
Yeah, good for you, buddy.
What'd you call him, the N-word?
Actually, yeah.
That's usually your go-to.
It was weird because it was an Asian guy.
Yep.
All right.
But he deserved it. He had a big dick, which is
rare.
Yes.
Rare on the age.
They say what you do with it matters more.
I don't know.
I was talking to a buddy of mine, and she said she dated an Asian. I was like, is it true about the small dick? She said, yeah, but he really knew how to work it.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think he was in there, you know, kung fu-ing it up or something.
Shucking and jiving. Well, good for him, because I've seen a couple white chicks with Asian guys more lately.
Well, I'll tell you, I've made love with just the tip in there, and sometimes they like that. Just the entrance, there's a little pressure point in there.
Uh-huh.
Like, I just have the head of my dick, which is, you know, only 4 inches.
Wow, it's a good head.
It's a huge head. I got a real Vader.
It's like a big head on a beer.
So, but I've used just a tip situation, and she loves it.
Really?
Yes.
Maybe it's like a tease. Some girls like when you tease them.
Well, then you go deep in there, and then that's it. So you got to just mix it up a little bit.
Right.
And what I've found with the ladies, once they start reacting, stick with it.
Yes!
Because I always feel like like, I'm like, you like that? Check this out. And they're like, no, go back to the thing. Why not listen to what they're saying?
Exactly. It's like, you know, on an Instagram, they have that boomerang or a GIF.
Yes.
And it's just going back. That when you find what they like, just be a GIF.
Yes.
And just keep doing it.
Be a GIF. That's
be
a good.
Be a GIF.
You're
going to
make a good dad.
Yeah. GIF. Girl, insert, fuck. There you
sure.
go.
I think it's pronounced GIF, by the way.
Is it GIF?
That's what I've been told.
Choosy moms.
They choose it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Pro choice.
Good peanut butter. All right. So AOL, morning football went horrible. Now we're going to AOL. So on the way there, I'm having like this shame spiral. Like, oh, you fucking messed that up. Get it together. And I'm getting a few tweets, by the way, going, that was so disrespectful what you said to that woman on the chat. I'm like, shut the fuck up. One guy, I just wrote back, wah, which felt pretty good.
That's fun.
Yeah. So now I'm at AOL, which you think like AOL, what's this? But it's right on the corner of 4th and Broadway downtown. And we've walked by that building a million times. It's like a cool old building with like all this state-of-the-art shit on the inside. And it used to be like Studio 54. Something cool was in that building. I can't remember. She told me.
I believe Studio 54 was on 54th Street.
That makes sense. But it was something like that, where it's like, this is where Cronkite blew a guy or something.
Oh, wow.
So,
great documentary on Netflix. That's the way it was.
Cronkite. He was good. So we get there, and it's like this crazy murderer's row of headshots, like Beyonce and, you know, Al Pacino and De Niro and all these people, Jay-Z. I'm like, wow, Jesus, this is bigger than I thought. And they go into this group, and the group room's immaculate food and all this. I'm like, oh, this is heavy. So now I'm in a horrible, like, bad place in my brain because I bombed that. People are mad at me, and I don't want to do it again. So I go out, and I'm interviewing in front of a live audience. And it's like a James Lipton type thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're like, so how'd you get started? And I'm bombing, and I'm bombing. And I'm just telling the story, but the audience, I'm looking out, and they look depressed. And I'm like, am I bombing, or is it in my head? Do I think I'm bombing? So I just start having, like, a shame spiral, and I keep talking myself into shame. I'm like, you know, I started doing comedy a little while ago. I'm not even good. What am I doing here? I hate myself. And the guy was like, are you okay? And I was like, oh, shit, sorry. And he goes, I have to – he told me, he's like, I can't let you keep talking because you'll keep shitting on yourself. It's ruining the interview. And so now I feel bad about that. And I look in the back and I see my publicist like, oh, fuck, who is this guy?
Oh, my God.
So it was just a bad day. It's going badly. And I had a lot – I could have shucked and jived, but I didn't have it.
Sometimes you don't have it.
Sometimes you don't have it. The brain is a powerful thing. It can fuck you right in the anal.
Even Cronkite. One day he came out and he said, I hate Jews.
Did he?
It's in the documentary. Yeah, he said, I want to rape my sister.
Wow.
And I hate Jews.
Cronkite.
That's the way it is. Mm. Well, the way it was. Whatever.
That's the way it was back then. So we leave AOL. Now I hate myself. Now it's just like, well, I bombed the football thing. I bombed AOL. Now we're going to Vice.
Ooh.
In Brooklyn. You know Vice?
I know a little bit about Vice. I know the guy that used to be with Vice but left, that fella.
Oh, okay.
McGinnis.
Everybody,
yeah, I met him a
McGinnis.
Couple times.
Wow. Yeah. I'm saying everybody, not whatever. Oh, boy. So he's got a beard and a vest. So we go to Vice, Williamsburg. It's like this giant warehouse in the middle of nowhere, and it's so pretentious and hip. It's ridiculously hip.
Yeah.
It's like, it's laughable.
That whole town is.
Great app.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
That whole town, Williamsburg, the whole area is goofy. It's like, it's cartoonish. I think they don't even see it.
They don't know.
They're just hilarious. And they're all like these, like, you know, super liberal, ultra-lib, diversity and offended.
Right.
But you're like this. But you're all the same person.
They think they're individuals, but they're all cookie cut.
There's not one minority in the city. They pushed them all out.
Well,
they're all like, don't say this, and
right,
don't say that.
Right.
But you're like, but you took this neighborhood.
Yeah, you took everything. You took individuality. You took like creativity and art and like, and what's the word where you're pushing the envelope?
Mm.
You know, like, shit, there's a word for it. It's a good word.
Edge, irreverence.
Irreverence, maybe. That works.
Sure.
Yeah, you took all like the, like,
panache?
Like NWA comes in and they're like this badass going against the grain group, and then they take them and they take that away. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Compensate.
All right. So
they confiscate it. Yeah, take it away.
Yeah, you get there and they're all dressed in their dumb clothes and their like ironic t-shirts, their big beards and everything.
And their skinny jeans.
Yeah.
And their complicated shoes.
You go in there, they're on their iPods, their laptops and everything. And they take the beauty out of things because it's offensive or whatever. And they got this crazy money over there. They got this huge deck. There's a grilled cheese bar, you know, with craft beer and whatever. I don't know. It seems fine.
Can I say this real quick about these grilled cheese bars
Please.
And places? To me, a grilled cheese is white bread with butter and cheddar cheese.
Yeah.
Now they go, you want a grilled cheese? It's with chamorrito bread and a tomato and six cheeses and a can of bacon.
And a bacon,
and
yeah.
And I'm like, this is a sandwich.
Right.
That's a different thing.
Yeah, it's sourdough with frogadaka.
Yes, it's a whole episode. I want a grilled cheese. I want to be this thin, a grilled cheese.
Yeah, it's a grilled cheese.
Call this something else. You can't just take that and make this.
That's what they do now.
People do that too. I'll go to a burger joint. I'm like, I want a cheeseburger. They're like, do you want a fucking flapjack burger, a boobalaboop burger. No, I want fucking beef and cheese and some ketchup in a bun.
Right.
Call your thing something else.
And then you can't call it a cheeseburger because what if you put some other shit on it and now I'm allergic or so? I don't know. It just you can't change it.
How about Barclays Center? You can't get a burger without Barclays sauce on it.
You can't get it.
You cannot. They don't. They only do Barclays burgers.
What?
So we don't do any specialty. So if you want a burger at the Barclays Center, it comes with some sort of cream that you don't know what it is.
But what if you say no cream?
They say no, we don't do any specialized burgers. They're already made. You can't get a burger without the fucking Barclays sauce on it.
I've got a hunch that is because they want to hire a bunch of fucking illegals.
Oh boy, now we've just gone too far.
Well, they want to hire a bunch of immigrants to work cheap and then They don't have to mix and match. They don't have to order anything because they just go one burger. They go one. Okay, one. They give you the burger.
Well, I think that's for speed. But
speed.
Just do that without the sauce. Have the sauce over at the rack next to the ketchup.
You put the sauce on yourself.
Who told you to put the sauce on?
I didn't put the sauce on.
That's what you should have. It should be fucking Barclays sauce, ketchup, mustard.
Yes.
It just comes automatically. That's
weird.
The solution.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
That's shocking in Brooklyn, too. The height of allergic and gluten-free and all that shit. That's surprising.
It's goofy. All right, so you go over there, you got a sourdough grilled cheese.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm doing the basketball podcast, another sports thing.
What the hell?
It gets a lot of hits. She just goes off hits. You know, okay. She's like, this does well, we'll get you on it. So I don't know shit. I know less about basketball than I do about football. I'm going in there, I'm like, so Durant, huh? He's gay. I don't know anything. I'm like, oh, yeah, how about that fucking what's that kid with the jump shot?
Steven Williams.
No, the kid looked good.
Oh, Steph Curry.
Steph Curry. I'm talking about him. Like, yeah, I love Curry. It's very tasty. And it's not
That's
going
not bad.
Well. Yeah, well, they didn't care for it. It's these two hipster guys. Nice guys, but they're I hate to say this, because they're good guys. And they run a good pod, but they're flummoxed without basketball talk.
You say flummoxed?
Yeah.
That's what makes the DeLorean travel through time.
The flux capacitor?
Flummoxed is good.
Flummox is good?
The word, your usage of the word.
Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
They're vexed.
I see.
You know, they're a little perturbed, like, okay, a lot of what else is going on?
Uh-huh.
You know, and I'm just shucking and jiving it, which I've said 13 times in this pod already, but I'm just trying to make something out of nothing because they're out. They've checked out. So I'm just like, okay, I'll do the talking.
You know who's good at making something out of nothing? Steph Curry.
That's right. Under Armour. Yes. So, so it was a bad pod, and now the shame is kicked up to 1,000.
Now you're 0-3 on the day.
Yes, blew the football. I sucked a dick on AOL, which AOL could have been great. That was my fault. And then this, I don't know shit about Curry, whatever. So now it's a bad day, and I left there. My publicist is like, yeah, that was bad, but that was a little on them, a little on you. All right, we'll figure it out. So things aren't going well, and when you got a Fallon in the distance, you want to be kosher.
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 I see.
You want to be ready. So that was bad. Then I leave there, and I go do the bonfire.
Oh.
Now that's two guys I know, two friends, you're not going to offend anybody about slipping on a chair at the bonfire.
No, you're not.
So that was a nice breath of fresh air. And we got some good laughs. And Soda and Jay are fucking hilarious. And those two are just born for the radio.
Yeah, they're funny guys. Just talented fellas.
But now I'm four interviews deep. while getting up at 7 a.m. on a few hours sleep, now the throat's killing me. Now the throat hurts. My head is pounding. I'm just miserable, and I just want to go home and go to bed, but I can't. So I do four spots that night after the bonfire, and Michael Cox comes out and sees me at the Underground.
All right.
Because he's the Fallon booker.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm doing shows, and they got the booker there, and you want to make sure he gets in, so you're telling Liz, like, hey, get him in, and he's cool, and he brings people. So now they're taking over the green room area of the Comedy Cellar.
Oh, jeez.
And I just want to do well. Luckily, it goes fine. But he wants to talk after, and I got other sets to do. So he's like, we got to go through the set. And I'm like, fuck. So I missed a couple sets. I don't know. It's a stressful week. And, yeah, so that night, I think I got my days wrong. But that night, it's the night before Fallon now. So I'm like, all right, here we go.
Fallon Eve.
Fallon Eve. I go, look, I'll be done by 10:30 that night, which is good for me. I got nothing to do that day. I got something at noon. So I'm like, I'm going to sleep.
Yes.
Get some goddamn sleep. So the lady comes over. We fuck like animals. And now it's 11:30. I'm like, great. I'll sleep from midnight till 9. Get like 9 hours. And we fuck. We're cuddling. And I go, just to be safe, I'm going to take 3 sleeping pills.
Oh, boy.
Which is a good amount. You know, I'm popping those gummies.
That's a lot.
Yeah. So I'm laying in bed. Nothing.
Oh, boy.
Huh. All right, I'll check my phone. All right, nothing. Just staring at the ceiling. Nothing going down. Here we go. Now it's 2 a.m.
Oh, jeez.
So I'm like, oh, well, if I fall asleep now, I'll still get 7 hours. That's pretty damn good.
Yep.
So I go, fuck you, and I take 4 sleeping pills on top of the 3.
Oh, my God.
So then I fall asleep. Thank God. I wake up at 4. 2 to 4.
2 to 4.
I just wake up. I pop up at 4. And my brain is going to these crazy places like, you know, Fallon and bedwetting as a kid and anal and Jews and jizzing and childhood and all this stuff. Just weird places. Comedy. Cronkite. So I'm just like, what the fuck? So I go, you know what? I can't take any chances. I got Fallon tomorrow. I've already gotten not a lot of good sleep. I'm stressed. I need the sleep. I go take 4 more.
4? Wait, that's 8?
No, wait. Yeah, I'm up to 8.
8 sleeping pills?
I'm taking 8. Melatonin. Kind
of? Oh, melatonin.
Still, 8.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's a lot. So,
but you're not taking 8 Ambien.
No.
Because you're about to be fucking Geraldo Pie here.
I know. I was thinking like, oh, yeah, is this how people die?
I think so. But melatonin's a natural.
It's a natural, but it shows how powerful the brain is. My brain was keeping me up.
Right.
It was barreling through, pushing through this wall of sleeping shit and saying, fuck you, you're up, baby.
Yeah.
So now she's got work. She's a 9 to 5. So now beep, 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 beep. Her alarm goes off at 7:30. I haven't slept the whole time. Just been up since 4, dicking around. I went to the couch, tried to sleep on the couch, nothing. Went back to bed. And the whole time she's like, what are you doing? You know, that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just like, all right, here we go.
It adds a layer when there's an extra person because you feel like you're tossing and turning,
exactly,
is keeping them up. And I looked over the other day. Sarah had a pillow over her head, and I'm like, I'm the worst person. Mm. Sometimes she'll move to the couch, and I'm like, because of me, I feel terrible.
Yeah, you feel bad.
And now I got no sleep because I feel guilty.
You feel bad, exactly.
And then that alarm goes off again. She's got to get up in the morning. Boop, 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 boop.
Right.
And then I got to fall back asleep. It's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing. So she gets up. Now I'm kind of up, like, hanging out with her. And now we fuck again in the morning.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So I'm like, maybe that'll help me, you know? I jizz all over her asshole. And she jumps in the shower, whatever, and she's gone. Now it's like 9. I'm up. So I go, all right, I got to make a game time decision here. What do? I take 3 more sleeping pills.
What?
So now I'm up to 12 or
oh,
whatever,
Jesus.
11. Sorry, I heard weird sounds of the whale.
That was
in the background.
A real whale
it's
sound.
Like a sonar thing. So now I'm up to 12 sleeping pills, and I'm just laying there. And I'm like, all right, you got that podcast at noon. Then you got to be a Fallon at 3. So I'm like, fuck. So I'm on 2 hours of sleep, 12 sleeping pills. It's crazy. So now nothing. And I get a text. I get the most beautiful text in the world. Hey, podcast at 12. It was Barstool Sports.
Oh, boy.
Another sports thing. But they were like, yeah, they canceled. They got to move you, so don't worry about it. So I go, oh, thank God.
They must have heard about morning football.
Oh, they might have heard about Slippery Pete coming off the chair. So, yeah, so I'm like, oh, shit, all right. So now it's more time to sleep. So I pop another one. Nothing! I never slept, so I just got up.
Well, have you ever thought maybe this melatonin is fucking bullshit?
Yeah,
like a
but
bullshit all natural nothing. Why don't you take two Tylenol PM?
I wish I had. Trust me,
because Tylenol PM will work for you.
I took a melatonin last night; it knocked me right out.
Well, maybe you just slept better. Maybe it's you sleep well. It's placebo.
Maybe
because melatonin is just a fucking. It's just melatonin. It's just a natural. It's like taking a vitamin.
I know, but I've been using it for years, and it always works.
I think it's placebo.
You think
it's like
so?
Taking a vitamin C and being like, "All right, I feel good now."
I mean, it's proven. People like it.
Proven. You just took 13 of them and didn't sleep a wink.
But that's one day out of 3 years.
I know. Don't you think it's more likely that that was placebo the previous times?
Maybe.
Taking 13? If it works, 13 of them, you should be a fucking corpse still.
I know.
You should be in a coma.
I had to get up and move. And like I eventually got up at 2, just laying in bed with my eyes closed for hours and hours and hours, nothing. 2 o'clock rolls around, I was like, I got to get up.
No, I've been there. It's brutal. But I'll tell you this. You take 13 Tylenol PM, you're going to be asleep.
Oh, you'll be in a coma for sure. Yeah. So my manager texts me and he goes, hey, he's from L.A. You know, he's in New York. He's like, I'm in New York. Let me see your place. I'm coming over. So now you got that bad anxiety, that no sleep anxiety where your head is throbbing and any light coming at you is a fucking motherfucker and you can't see straight. God, he's just in a funk.
And your manager's coming to your house?
Yeah, we're buds.
Oh, my God.
We're buds.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
He's a cool Jew and he came by and I have to fake it now. So I make a cup of coffee.
If you're that close to buds, don't fake it. Say, hey, I feel like shit.
Well,
I hate you. I hate my mother.
That's interesting. But yeah, so I drink a cup of coffee. So now the coffee's mixed with the melatonin. I'm all over the road. And he comes over and I go, hey, I haven't any sleep. I'm a piece of shit, but I'm going to push through. And he's doing that whole like, oh, yeah, I'm tired too. And I'm like, no, I'm tired.
Right.
I got like 2 hours off nothing here. And I'm just swimming in sleep juice. So now it's 3 o'clock. I jump in the shower. I get out at 3:30. A car picks us up. We go to 30 Rock. So now we're on the way to 30 Rock. That's it, folks.
Oh, my God.
We're in the mix. So
showbiz.
Yeah. We go there. It's amazing, man. It's just so fun. They whisk you upstairs. You're in 30 Rock. You're like all those flags, the ice skating. You're right there. So we go upstairs, and, you know, there's the NBC logo on the elevator floor, just all that shit.
Yeah.
And the doors open, you're back there, a guy whisks a rack of costumes by you, there's boas and hats on it, you know, and there's cue cards everywhere, there's cameramen, everybody's got a headset. It's TV, baby, it's the best. So I'm back there, Sean Donnelly's back there, Jeremy Levenbach, I had Veter coming, but he got a gig or something. So just a good room of Jews. And we're all chatting. There's snacks, cookies, food. They go, hey, we got to get you in makeup. I go, great. They put makeup on me. I have holes in my beard, as you know.
Yes.
Yeah, and they dabbed some beard, fake beard on me.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, so they take no prisoners over there.
I've had a fake beard in my day.
Oh, yeah.
I had a gay period.
Gay period. I had a gay menstruation. So I hear Fallon in the distance. And he's doing his monologue. They have a separate audience for monologue.
Wow, it's like SNL. Warm-up.
Yeah, exactly. It's a dress.
A dress rehearse.
Mm-hmm. So that's how, this is high end. Like, we've all done Conan. This is like, they upped it a notch.
Yeah.
You know? So I go up to this wardrobe lady and I go, hey, madam, my suit is too big. You think you can, I just assume that tailoring is easy. So I'm like, you think you can tailor that up in a couple hours, you know? And she was like, what? I can't tailor that. What are you, crazy?
Yeah, jeez.
So she folds it and puts some tape and shit. Folds the cuff of the pants, the cuff of the jacket. So it looks like $1 million, but it's just taped. So I was like, all right, well, that's cool. And so now my suit's looking good. I got the makeup on. I told the lady I got no sleep. She's like, we'll fix that. They work wonders over there. So now I'm sitting in the green room, we're picking out, and then the camera crew comes in, they go, all right, we got to do the worst time you ever bombed.
What?
It's a segment they do on Fallon that goes viral. Seinfeld has one, and all these people, Jeselnik and Mulaney, yeah. So watch those, they're on YouTube, they're really funny.
I'll check them out.
Yeah.
I don't always follow everything.
No, you don't follow.
No, I'm not a good follow.
You hate The Wire.
Let's not bring that up again.
Oh, shit.
I've had my life threatened.
Yeah, people got mad about that.
Yeah, it stinks. What am I going to do?
That's good. You got to give it a shot.
It's fine.
All right. People like it. Okay, so now I'm in the green room, and I'm the anxiety is just kicking in. Like, you're on no sleep. You're stressed. You're going to bomb. This is NBC. Tonight Show. Fallon. You're fucked. You cannot. There's no way you can nail this. You're a piece of shit. You're the worthless. Your parents don't even like you. You suck. And I'm like, just pushing that out. Just, hey, keep talking to Donnelly. Keep talking to Donnelly.
Right.
You know, let's talk about the weather. Let's talk about anal. Let's talk about Jews. Whatever you got. So it's real bad in the head. Not only am I having all these thoughts, but I'm on no sleep. So
right.
My brain is slow and mushy,
yep.
And my body hurts, and oh boy, it was bad. So I'm eating cookies, I'm eating carrots, I'm just filling my body out, like, give me some nutrients, give me some shit.
Cookies and carrots.
And I open the fridge, and there's those pressed juices in there.
Oh, those are good.
Those are good. I got the ginseng fucker, and I just chug that bastard down. And so now, I'm feeling all right, I'm up, and about 30 minutes goes by, and I go, oh fuck. I gotta shit my brains out. Because I've been eating cookies, carrots, celery, pea pods, and now I just wolfed down a ginseng.
You can't have any of my pea pods.
Yeah. I don't want a flat noodle. So I'm like, oh, God, I gotta shit. But I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna use it. I'm not gonna shit. Because you don't be in a stall before Fallon. They call your name. You're wiping your ass. You know, I'm freaking out about that.
Yeah.
So I just go, all right, fuck you. And I'm just pushing these feelings down. I know Alan says, accept it. I can't accept it. I'm just pushing it down. I'm stomping those anxieties down. And eventually, Michelle Pfeiffer was on the show.
Ooh.
Kyle MacLachlan of Twin Peaks fame.
Don't know him. Catwoman.
Oh,
remember, we were
so
watching
hot.
Those videos somewhere together.
When she licked the face of Batman.
Yeah.
It's the hottest thing in the world.
Where were we? We were watching that.
We were in a hotel on the road somewhere.
Yeah, that was exciting.
It just came up. We were like, we have to see it.
Yes.
Yeah, where
that
was that?
Face lick is really something.
And that was the 90s face lick.
That outfit.
Oh,
the face licks come a long way. Now, how does she look now? Is it face a little licked?
She's seen a few winters. I mean, she's old, but I'd fuck her. She looks good.
How about Grease 2?
Oh, hot in that as well.
Oh, yeah.
Kyle MacLachlan, nice guy. He walked by. I met him. And so how about this? So while they're doing my suit, they give you a big robe to wear. I don't know if you saw Donnelly's Facebook. I'm in like a red robe.
Wow.
So I'm in 30 Rock, walking around in my socks in a red robe, and Fallon comes up, and he goes, hey, what's up, baby? And he's on the walk up, and I go, everybody, get your cameras ready. Get this photo. And I was like, all right. And they're all like, yeah, thumbs up. So he comes up. He shakes my hand. He goes, what's up, buddy? Looking forward to see the set. Heard a lot of great things about you. I'm like, hey, I'm friends with Nate Bargatze. I'm friends with Pete Lee. I'm like, I'm telling him, like, I'm one of you, baby. You know my people. And he's like, oh, cool. Super nice. And he walks away, and I go, who got the photo? And they go, oh.
No photo.
We forgot. We were too in awe.
Oh,
I was like, you motherfuckers.
Jesus.
You missed that. I'm in a red robe in the backstage of Jimmy Fallon talking to Jimmy Fallon, and they didn't get a photo. Can you believe that?
Well, now at least you got a mental.
I got a mental.
Sometimes a mental, it's more exclusive.
Yeah.
Nobody else has the mental.
I got a mental. And they got a mental, but God damn it. That would have been a great... I'm in a robe.
You're sentimental.
I got mental problems.
Fundamental.
So... Yes. So I'm back there, and now Michelle Pfeiffer goes on with Kyle MacLachlan. They play like a little game, as they do on the show.
This is a different person than the, I will remember you.
That's Kylie Minogue. No, Sarah MacLachlan.
Sarah MacLachlan.
Yeah.
She's the dog lady.
The dead dog chick.
Yeah.
Yeah, the abused animal whore. So, you know, the AAW. So... Then they do a game, and you do this thing when you do Conan where you're like, you're kind of like, okay, I have 20 minutes left to not go on. Oh, God, I have 22 minutes before I have to go on.
Yeah.
Oh, God, and it feels good. Like, the more time you have, the better you feel.
Yeah, I kept trying to do that because you want to be in the moment, and you're like, I have nothing to worry about. I'm not going on for another hour, another half hour, another 10 minutes.
Yes, yes.
And so you can put it off.
You can put it off, and it feels good to put it off.
And then when you're standing there, though, you're like, fucking A, here it is. We're
right.
Going to go do it now.
When you have to face it, you're like, it's a fight or flight.
Yeah.
So, so then they interview Pfeiffer, and... You know, she's not like a funny person, so it's just kind of a blah interview.
Fighter Pfeiffer.
Then they interview Kyle MacLachlan, and that's just like, whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm the comedy here.
Yeah.
It's all up to me, baby. So now, I got to tell you this.
All right.
So before the set, before I went to Fallon, I texted my agent, my manager, my publicist, everyone who was going to be there. I said, don't ask me how I'm feeling. Don't ask me, are you ready? Don't ask me, you feeling good? I made a list of things to not ask me.
Well, you're Steve Harvey.
What?
Like Steve Harvey.
Does he do that?
You didn't see the leaked thing, memo?
No.
That was a big thing.
Well, I'm not saying don't make eye contact with me. I'm saying these people, you need anything? What do you need? Need anything? Because they have nothing to do backstage, so all they just focus on you and the set, which makes you way more nervous.
Right.
It's a fucking head fuck. All this like... How you feeling? Before the special, it was bananas. How you feeling? But you feeling good?
Have you considered right? They care about your feelings?
I do,
they want to know how you're feeling.
They're ruining my feelings. It's ruining my head.
See, to me, I feel like, because I would say that too. How are you feeling? If you feel up, we can talk about it. We can bring you down. If you feel, I'm trying to find out what I can do for you.
But it's different.
A better thing to say would be to say, what can I do for you?
It's different for a comedian, because you know what I'm going through. They just want to feel needed.
Right.
Their industry, they're just back there going, I don't really have a job right now.
Right.
I'm useless. I'm just taking up space.
Well, yeah, it's better when two comedians, because I say, how are you feeling? And you say this way, and I go, oh, that's a normal feeling. Feel like this. Yeah. This will turn into that.
And you understand what I'm talking about.
Right.
If I go, well, I'm a little worried about this tag, and I'm feeling a little anxiety, they're going to go, oh, you're going to be great. It's going to be awesome. Yeah, you're the best. You're so funny.
Right.
That doesn't help me.
Right.
So that's why I said I wasn't trying to be a dick or Steve Harvey.
Well,
or,
it's important to tell people what you want from them and need from them.
That's what I'm trying to. That's what I did with the list. And I made sure in the list I was like, this is not me being a dick. I'm not trying to be mean or whatever or combative. I'm just saying this will be worse if you do this, so don't do it.
The list is life.
So, Joe List. So they were like, all right, great. You got it. And it was so much better. Nobody asked me any of that shit. It was just like a fun hang backstage. We're dicking around. We're headlocking. We're noogieing. So it was a good time. So now, this is how you know you're feeling good. Now they go, all right, you're on. So they bring you, they walk you over, and everybody's high-fiving me, pat on the back, you're going to be great, bro. And I get to that backstage moment where you got the curtain in front of you, you got the two goons, the Teamsters, and they could give two shits, but I'm freaking out a little bit. And I go, all right, isn't this crazy that you guys don't give a shit? This is the biggest moment of my life, and I'm making them laugh.
Yeah,
and I go, oh, I just farted. And they go, oh, my God, I'm killing with these goons.
Wow, a goon kill.
A goon kill.
That's rare.
Yes. So I'm having a great time. I'm like, oh, wait, I'm a funny guy. I'm funny. And I can hear Jimmy on the other side of the curtain going, hey, folks, this is late night debut. His mom's watching. This is very important.
Night debut.
Or Tonight Show debut. Uh-huh. Sorry. And it's really going to be a good time. I know the guy's funny, and it's the sweetest thing in the world. And he's going, like, comedy's really hard. Help him out. Whatever. Not help him out, but you know what I mean.
It's like a make-a-wish.
Fake laugh. He's going to die tomorrow. So that was – I could hear that on the other side, and I immediately was like, oh, this is going to be killer. And it all washed away. And I go out there, and it went well. I had, like, two brain farts. You ever had that on a late night where you go, I don't know my next line, I don't know my next line, I don't know my next line,
yes.
Oh, fuck. And I had two of those, but I got through them.
I've had it on 100% of my late nights.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Big flubber. I'm a big flubber.
But flubbing is different than not knowing.
Yeah, because, well, I'm not knowing, because I'm trying to think, and then I go, blah, 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 blah.
Aha, I see.
It's brutal, mm-hmm. But it's hard.
Late nights are hard, man. It's a tightrope, baby.
A tight shoe.
Tight shoe. You get one and done. So I go out there. And this is the scary thing. Before I went out, they make you do a dry run. Hate a dry run.
A dry run?
Yeah.
What?
Because they got to get your levels.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So I go out there, and I took your advice. I went, no mic.
No mic is, it's a lot better.
And I didn't say, how you doing?
Oh, good to know how you doing.
So look at that. You taught me something there, Fatty.
I got to be honest. I hate the mic. I hate it. I hate it. I think it looks ridiculous. I got a real pet peeve about it.
Wow. I don't think it looks bad, but...
I think it's bad because you can see the other mic. You're holding two microphones.
Oh, see,
and
well,
Jimmy doesn't have a mic.
You're also OCD officially.
Official as a whistle.
Yeah.
But anyway, then the mic, the other thing.
Pig and whistle.
This is to all the comics out there that's going to do late night. I say no mic, and here's why. I put a lot of thought into it. First of all, you have a tendency to cover your face with the microphone.
Sure.
Second of all, naturally, your hands are going to be shaking, so it just gives people the thing to notice that your hand is shaking because you're holding the fucking microphone.
Uh-huh.
So that's shaking. Then... you look like a classic monologist with no microphone. You're just standing there, no mic, and Jimmy's not holding a microphone. They can see the microphone on your fucking suit.
Right, right.
So you're holding a microphone. You're just holding a useless microphone.
You make a good point there, Fat.
And no one else is wearing a microphone. Josh Brolin doesn't come out with a microphone.
That would be odd. If
you're on
like
a fucking soundstage.
All right.
No mic.
Point taken. All right. No mic, folks.
That's what I say, but who am I? I'm gay.
Well, you got a point, and I took your advice, and I didn't do it.
I thought you looked great.
And
you
sorry.
You were in the pocket, you looked sexy,
ooh.
Killed, every joke hit.
Yes.
Fucking, that's a killer crowd they got there.
Oh, dude, they're so high. That's another annoying thing when people go, this might have been your best late night. I'm like, well, it's the best crowd. These aren't my best jokes. That was the best crowd. That's all it is.
You don't think it was your best jokes?
No.
All right.
I had to I gave my best jokes, and they turned a lot of them down because they were too dirty.
Uh-huh.
But it's a hot crowd. A hot crowd makes you look like a hot guy. That's just a fact.
Of course. The better the crowd, the better the set.
Exactly. So I go out there. I have one brain fart. But before I did my dry run, and I did my dry run, and I got off, and the guy goes, whoa, 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 you changed your opening. You got to change it back to what you sent me. And I was like, well, what did I send you? So he's showing me what I sent him in writing. So I have to read that and then go, all right, say that.
Oh, Jesus.
So that was hard. So I just had to, but it's the first thing you say, so it's a little easier.
Right.
So I just went out and said that, and I got that right. And I was like, thank God. And then I went into my act, and I had this thing I changed, to, and it got a bigger laugh when I changed it. But I, when you're so in the zone on that stage, that I just said it the old way.
Ah.
Which is a bummer, because that's such a better laugh. The new way I change it.
Right,
but
and it lives like that.
I know,
I know. You can't change it.
You're in that rhythm, though, that you just go back to what you know. It's like second nature.
But in the special, wherever it ends up living, it will live in a bigger place.
I guess so.
On a special or an album or whatever.
Wow, that sounded beautiful. So, yeah, so it went well, and I had like just a real sigh of anal, and I got out. The whole team is there. Oh, that was great, blah, blah, blah. It was a hell of a moment. And then Jimmy comes by, and Jimmy's like, Jesus, man, those jokes took the exact right time. He gets comedy very well. He's like, that joke, I couldn't pull that off. That was great how you did that. Da, da, da. So that was nice. And then we talked about boners. I was like, thanks for letting me get boner in there. He goes, hey, look, it's not my call. I don't care what the hell you say, but these fucking idiots over here, blah, blah, blah. And so just great guy. And we talked about the jokes. And he's like, I like how you said half boner. That's funnier than boner. And I was like, yes, yes, you get it. And we're chatting and high five. We took a photo. And then we all left and went to Butter.
Butter?
Yeah, it's a restaurant. High-end New York.
Oh, wow.
Midtown.
That sounds very hip.
Butter. Butter. Yeah.
That reminds me of Nick Vatterott's joke about the restaurant in Williamsburg. It's just called Leaf.
Yeah.
He goes, we don't have any gluten or fat or any food at all.
Yeah.
You just sit on a leaf. And then he goes, yesterday I sat on two leaves. I'm such a pig.
Ah, man, he's good.
Unbelievably funny.
So
Vatterott
funny.
And Amber Nelson, probably the funniest couple maybe of all time.
Well, you're leaving you out?
Just pure funny.
Yeah.
I think those are two funnier. Both those people are funnier than both Sarah and I.
They're pretty damn funny.
I'm not saying, you know, I think we're terrific comedians.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, they're pretty damn funny. And I bet they have wacky, kooky sex.
Seems like it, doesn't it?
Doesn't it seem? There's a horn involved.
A lot of yes anding.
Yeah. A lot of, like, scarves. All right. So.
Scarves.
I just keep picturing pulling out scarves.
Oh, magic.
Yeah, magic scarves.
Oh.
Maybe a top hat even, or a bunny. But yeah, so we fucked. And we're at Butter. It's so swanky. It's like, it's annoyingly swanky where you can tell the agent was trying to be like, hey, this is a big deal, so we're going out hard. But I'd rather go to In-N-Out or Chipotle.
Yeah, I think the managers, they want to impress.
Yeah, and I can't imagine what that bill. I was looking at the menu. I was like, this bill is going to be bananas. And there was nine of us.
Wow.
So
Jesus.
We all go out and the food was spectacular, but you couldn't. There's so much douchey music. You can't even hear each other talk. You're yelling.
I hate the music. It's an epidemic.
Yeah, I hate the music. And it's
too
brutal.
Much. It's loud. Chipotle, by the way, the music is too loud always.
Is that right?
I'm like, who's this for? This dance music playing loudly. I'm eating a taco by myself.
I know. It's sad. So, you know, I got the head pounding. It's just good to get out of there. And I drank three whiskeys because I was like, I'm done. I'm taking the night off.
Swimming.
It's loud in here. You're gay. I'm drinking. So I drank a bunch of whiskeys. We go home. Me and the lady fuck hard. I just pass the hell out. And what the hell's that? Record teaser? I don't know what that means.
Record teaser.
Oh!
Did you put a needle on your anal?
No. I don't know what the record teaser is. But we leave there, and my friend Jason, who does all my like editing and filming, he goes, you know what would be funny? I'm in my suit. I've got three whiskeys in me. I just want to go to bed. And he goes, you know what would be funny? If we did a shot some shit in the subway, like of you vandalizing your poster, like your special poster.
Of the special.
And I was like, dude, really? I want to go to bed. He's like, that'd be fun. I'm like, you know what? It is a good idea. So I'm like, fuck it. Let's do it. So now this is a classic Norman. I can't just take a break. I got to keep moving and keep working. It's my OCD. I'm a workaholic.
Yeah.
So the girl's like, what? You going to do? Let's just go home. What are you, crazy? I'm like, we're doing it. So he goes home, gets his camera. I change out of my suit. I go home, change out of my suit. Then I meet him at the subway on 49th Street. And we get the shot of me. It took like a half hour. It wasn't bad. And I just jumped on the train and went back. Then we fucked like animals. So we got it. But again, I couldn't just take a break.
Yeah, you gotta take breaks. I take too many breaks.
Maybe we should mix.
I love a break.
Yeah, break me off a piece of that Kit Kat.
I can use a break right now. I gotta piss. Like a motherfucker.
Shit break. You don't want to eat Chipotle after?
I'll eat Chipotle after. I got time to kill. I mean, I ate it. I'll eat it again. I'll do it twice in 3 hours.
Wait, you will?
Why not?
Boy, how did we lose that sponsor to Mulaney? God damn it.
But so many gift cards.
Yes, thank you.
All right, so let's get to Friday night, because Friday night was a special night. No pun.
Yes, so I take the train to Arlington. I crash like a banana tree. And I just take the train to Arlington the next day. Get out there. Go to we do the show at Arlington Draft House, great club. Me and Chris Allen, greatest guy, shows up with cigars, and he gave me a Kramer doll.
Oh, fun!
And I had a fun joke. You're the first black guy to buy Kramer memorabilia.
But, that's fun.
But so that was cool. Then we did the show, and the show was great. And then we go. I get to my hotel. Comedy Central bought me an oversized champagne, like this, literally this big, bottle of champagne. If you look at my Instagram, I pop it. So we go over to Big Hunt. It's like Stavros and Shane Torres, a couple guys over there hanging out.
Wow.
Comedy Artwork is there. It was a killer week in D.C. Marin at the Lincoln with Nate Bargatze opening, Stavros opening for Tom Papa at the Improv, Dimitri Martin at the Warner Theater, and me at Arlington Draft House.
Wow.
In D.C., basically.
Chocolate City.
Yeah. Can't work at McDonald's if you own crack. So, boom. Great night. The special is up in the corner. We get to the show or the Big Hunt at 11:50 or no, like 12:50. So the special is just ending. So I just got to see it on TV. Put that fucker on mute. Pop the champagne. We all have a bunch of sips, and it was just a perfect chill. Nothing crazy. No viewing party bullshit, which I hate. And then we leave there. I go. I do a set at the open mic.
Fun.
And Stavros did a set, and he killed. It was great. Then me and Chris are like, all right, you ready to head out of here? He's giving me a ride home. It's pouring rain. He goes, you want to walk it? I go, yeah, it's pouring rain. We're walking in the rain, and we light the cigars under like an awning, and we smoke the cigars in the rain while we walk.
Oh,
we're drenched.
Wow.
It was quite a sight. So the special's out. It's all over. My Twitter is blowing up.
Oh, that's exciting.
You know, every time you click, it's got the little dot next to the
20 plus.
Yeah, just 20 plus, 20 plus, 20 plus, 20 plus. All really nice. Apatow retweeted, Jeff Ross, Dave Attell wrote a nice thing, which is like the Pope blessing you. That was huge. And Bert Kreischer retweeted, all these great guys throwing me a bone. That was huge. Chad Daniels wrote a nice thing. So just a beautiful night. And that's really when it kicks in, is the admiration from the other comedians.
Right.
Like the respect from other comics. You're like, that means a lot. And Chad wrote this night, like, he's like, it's poignant, it's funny, it's a punchline, a second, you're the man, so it's so nice, and he's a guy I look up to. So, just a great time. We go out, I have a bunch of whiskey, we smoke the cigars, we have a nice moment together. Then the next day, I'm like, it hits me, shit, the hour's out. People saw it.
Yeah.
I'm getting tweets like, coming to the Draft House tomorrow, love the special, Draft House, sold out!
Wow.
We're packed! Poor Chris Allen, his wife had to work, so he had to leave. So Andy Klein is opening.
Andy Klein.
You know Andy Klein?
No.
Oh, my God. Great guy. He's like a DC legend, killer act. Been doing it 20 years. Lived in New York for a while. So now I'm just like, I'm writing all day. Literally writing in my room, just like, I need some new material. I'm trying this. Oh, that joke kind of worked from 98. I'll try that one again.
Yeah.
And I go out on stage with like 8 pieces of paper, and I'm doing the whole like, let me try this. This could be something. Oh, that did okay. I was that guy, which I felt bad about.
It's scary. Those specials are scary.
It's scary. You got to write new. And, you know, me and Andy Klein talk comedy and all that. It was great. And a lot of Tuesdays came out. Got a lot of cards. Thank you, guys. You guys are the shit. So nice. So many cards. Super lunch. And Bargatze goes, where are you? Let's hang. So me and Bargatze go out. He's a fun time. We go to the open mic at the DC Draft House, which just opened.
Oh, yeah. It's a newbie.
Yeah. And I bombed horribly. And he went on after me and did the whole, like, can you believe that guy has a special?
Oh,
you could do
fun.
This. What he just did, he got an hour special. You could probably get one. It was fun.
That's fun. Just
completely shitting on me. Then we go to the Big Hunt. We hang out. We talk comedy all night. We put him in a car home. Me and Andy Klein go back to the hotel. We talk comedy for 4 hours in the lobby.
Wow.
No reason. I was like, I got to go to bed, but we just couldn't stop. He's open for Patrice and Geraldo and Chappelle. He's like the DC go-to feature back then.
Can't stop, won't stop.
He won't, and he can't. So, yeah, just tweets are coming in all day long. Finally, I go to bed. Boom. Go to the train the next day at 11. Take the train back to New York. Sleep on the train. Nice. Good time. The weekend's over. Boom. Get a text from Schumer. Hey, I'm previewing my movie tonight. You should come. And I was like, you got it. I go to that. It's in Lincoln Center. It's like Liz, Esty, Keith Robinson, you know, all these people. America Ferrara was there.
Who?
Vanessa Bayer. Ugly Betty.
Not familiar.
She's a famous actress. And just a good time. We saw the movie. We cried. We made love. Well, here's the thing. So I watched the movie. Schumer gives this speech in the beginning of it. And she cries and she tells a poem. And it was like this beautiful poem.
A poem?
Yeah, she gives a poem. And she didn't write it. But it was a beautiful poem.
Was it F. Scott Fitzgerald?
Nah.
Walt Whitman?
Some lady. But it was really well written. And I had to duck out to go do a set.
Uh-huh.
And I got on the train, and I got an email from my mom. And I read the email, and it was like, hey, I really miss you. I feel like we're losing touch. And I just wept on the train.
Oh, wow. A train weep.
I've never done that. I've seen people in New York, and I'm weeping, holding my phone on the train, crying.
Oh, see, it all builds up, and it spills right out of your ass.
It was the special, the Fallon, the no sleep, the poem, her movie, back in New York, on my way to a gig. I was a big blubbering baby.
Wow, an email.
And then my mom, we're not close.
No.
And it just hit me all, and I'm doing like the, like covering my tears, like with my hand, and people are looking at me, and they must have just thought I got just dumped or something. But it was ugly. It was vulnerable.
It was the opposite of dumped. You're accepted by a woman. You fucked your mother.
You're right.
You made love to her.
Yeah, she's hot.
That's exciting.
Yeah. So cried on the train. Then
did you email back?
I haven't.
Did you call?
I can't. I called. We talked for an hour on the phone that day.
Oh,
Mother's
that's
day.
Something. That's
not
nice.
An hour, but maybe half an hour. But yeah. So that was building up. It was just a lot.
Right.
And I can't wait to tell Alan about it. He's going to shit a brick.
I can't wait to get back to Alan. I left Alan today. I called told my mother I loved her for the first time in my whole life.
Yeah, it works.
It's exciting.
We're living, we're growing. We really are growing.
I feel great. I mean, I got a full bladder, but I feel like a man.
Held it, man. You got to stretch that thing anyway.
That doesn't work. Your mother told you that. You should even put that in the email.
I'm telling you, I stretched my bladder when I was at 6 years old. I never pee.
That doesn't make sense.
I'm telling you.
It's hereditary.
You can stretch your stomach, too.
I got a tiny thing. Oh, I'm stretching my stomach.
Oh, yeah.
Chipotle, twice in 2 days. Yeah, I mean, 3 hours.
That'll do it. So, cried on the train, then went down and, like, I went to the stand. There's, like, 800 comics in the stand. So, I'm like, hey, guys. I wasn't just crying, you know. It's, like, Ari and all these people.
Right.
And so, then the stand was good. Went up to Stand Up New York, did a set there. Went back to the stand and did another set and... Life is good again. The special's over. It's all the storm is calmed. It's funny how we love these. We want to do TV. We want to do all these big things, and then you do them, and it's the most stressful week of your life, and then you just can't wait for it to be over.
Yeah, it's exciting, and it's just hard because for me and for you, I think we're just dealing with other mental things, so it brings up a lot.
Yeah,
I'm dealing with a lot of anxiety and pain that I've never dealt with, so the TV just brings it more to the surface, and I've been... You know, you're dealing with a lot of stuff and so high pressure,
right?
High we're situations.
We're crazy people and we're very analytical. So we're just analyzing everything while it's happening and it's a lot and you don't want to fuck up. Simply put, you just don't want to fuck up on TV.
Yeah, it's a lot and you're so fucking vulnerable when you put yourself out there.
Jesus.
I didn't hear from my family the next day. I had to call my mother at like 5 p.m. the next day. I hadn't heard from them. Mm-hmm. And this is again, Al, I'm trying to assert myself. I call and be like, hey, what'd you think? Like, I hadn't heard from anybody.
Right.
And then she was like, oh, I didn't want to bother you. I'm like, no, bother.
Bother.
You not calling is bothering me.
Yes.
I'm fucking devastated over here.
I'm your son.
I haven't heard from one family member. Like, you can't understand how vulnerable it is to do a set on television.
That's crazy. You're out there, baby.
It's like, this is everything I've ever wanted. I put it out there. I'm like, I want everyone to be like, hey, that was great.
Of course.
It's tough.
It's amazing how similar our families are. My family's the same way. We don't want to bother you. We don't want to bother you. I'm like, please bother. Hug me, you whore.
Yeah, my mother's like, I don't understand the time zone. I was like, time zone?
Time
what are you talking
zone?
About?
That's
I'm
an
like,
excuse.
I'm dying over here.
Yes.
I just want to hear from your mother and go, hey, that was great.
Right. So, yeah. So it's all over, and I just want to say thanks to all the posts on Facebook, all the comedians showing love, and all the fans showing love, and the Tuesdays. God damn, I love you people, and I can see it in your eyes when you come out to the show. You really mean it, that you can tell we've touched some Jews.
It's overwhelming. We have such nice fans, and I was just in Royal Oak, Michigan, and I got to watch the special. Unbelievable, by the way.
Oh, jeez.
Looked great.
You don't know what that means.
So many punchlines, and killing. A lot of these specials, people aren't killing.
Yeah, it's important
You're
to kill.
Killing.
Thank
and the
you.
Jokes are great. And I missed the first few minutes because I was watching the hockey game. I can't lie.
I understand.
But the hockey game's live.
Oh, that's a problem.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't. And then I missed the game-winning goal because I flipped over.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I watched the last 40 minutes and just killer, killer stuff. And one of those ones where you turn the TV off and crack the notebook open. I'm like, I got to start writing here. What am I doing?
What a compliment. Thanks.
You
got
to get back in there. And but it's fucking killing. You should feel great.
I feel good. I'm trying to accept the compliments and not and let them stick because those comments go in and out like shit through a goose and the insults, they stick.
I was just talking to this with a therapist. I was having some nice text messages with some of my comedic heroes.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I throw the phone away.
Yeah.
I close it and throw it.
Yeah.
I want to read this. It's too much. But it's all learned behavior. We never learned how to receive love or compliments
yes.
and gifts.
Oh, here's the clinker. Sorry. Last thing. So in all this mist of anxiety and stress and all that, I read tweets, quotes on Twitter, like famous quotes like Mark Twain and all these guys. And I read one. I can't remember what it is. I should have had that ready. Sorry. But it was all about offending people. Like, if you're going to be offensive and be honest, you better be funny. You know, that's not it.
Well, they'll kill you.
I know that's Lewis Carroll, I think.
No, that's not Lewis Carroll. It's the other one, the half-gay guy. Oscar Wilde.
Oscar Wilde, yes.
If you're going to tell someone the truth, you better make it funny or else
right.
they'll kill you.
It was like that, but it was about offending people. He's like, people, any good idea doesn't shake people up at first, and it's not a good, something like that. So I sent it to Louie, just out on a whim.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're not that close. We don't text back and forth, really.
Whim.
And I just said, hey, Wimmy, here we go. And he wrote back, I like that. And look, and he wrote this long thing. In text, and I was like, oh my God, I can't believe he's writing back to me this. And he wrote it was like that long.
He's a thoughtful guy.
He's so thoughtful.
And he cares.
He cares. And I wrote back a long thing. And he wrote back another long thing.
He's got a lot of downtime right now, I think, also.
Ah, well, he was probably pretty lonely. So he hit me back, and we're going all, we wrote for like 30 minutes. It's and then eventually just dropped off, but hey, I'll take it.
Right. That's a good feeling. He's a sweet guy and a thoughtful guy. Maybe we'll get him on here someday.
Oh my God, don't tease me.
But I'm
texting about comedy with the best comedian on the planet. It's a pretty amazing feeling.
And then you texted Louis.
Ah, there it is.
Take
folks.
That, you son of a bitch.
Cronkike. So it's all over, and I'm glad it's done. I'm glad you were there with me, and I appreciate all the texts. And where are you going to be there, Fatty Ho?
Well, you know, Key West. I don't know. That might be past. I have no idea. But Cap City. Come out to Cap City. I know we got a lot of fans up there and down there in Texas, and it's my wife is from there, and I love Austin. So come out to Cap City. Great club. I want to do some numbers there, you know. At this point now, I want to sell these tickets.
That's a good club. Good comic.
Yeah, so come out to Cap City, listen to the pod on Laughable, spread that Conan set around if you don't mind, and then Governors, July 28th and 29th, go to ComedianJoeList.com. I put
there
my dates up
go.
There. I put the Conan up there, and follow the Instagram, the Twitter, and tell some friends. Tell people about the podcast. It's exciting, and there's a lot of stuff happening in here. Tell them about our albums and our, you know, just spread the word because it helps. That word of mouth, grassroots, horseshit. And go to ComedianJoeList.com, and we love you. I can't thank you guys enough. It means so much.
Yeah, check out Laughable. Big fans. We're all over that thing. Laughable, the beauty of Laughable is it's a podcast glossary, basically. So if you like Joe or Kurt Metzger or Judd Apatow or Michelle Wolf, whoever it is, you can see every pod they've ever done. You can just sift through that shit, and you can spend a whole year on that thing. It's the best app out there. We're both on it. We're both gay. I'll be in San Antonio. Need you to come out to that. It's a big goddamn room. Laugh Boston, Hot Tamale, Omaha, Nebraska, the Funny Bone, Governors in Levittown, Long Island, baby. Come on out. Wise Guys, Salt Lake City, just announced. Hilarities in Cleveland and Funny Bone, Liberty Township. I'll see you in Ireland for the Vodafone, Syracuse, and New Orleans. Coming to One-Eyed Jack's in the French Quarter. So that'll be fun. Yell at Chipotle. We're going to go eat there now. Keep listening. Sorry if this wasn't the funniest step, but we had to get that out. It was a magical day, magical moment. Two late nights from two of the kings right here.
There was jokes.
There were jokes.
We'll edit out that Kings part.
Jesus. Two of the
Queens.
Two of the funniest queens in the biz. And we're going to go eat. So please be nice to everybody and blow your friend.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts, and find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Aha! Uh-huh.